This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Just looking at all of that stuff, looking at all that stuff to choose from. Welcome back. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, bringing to you Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Back in the 80s, there was a, you know, there was like this little mini thing happening in colleges. There were new degree programs. Women's studies and Afro-American studies were starting to gain in popularity. Purpose of those programs, everybody knew perfectly well, was to advance the cause of political activism for those two demographic groups. Activism isn't always or necessarily a bad thing. Without a doubt, there really have been barriers to women's advancement, more social than legal, but by the 1980s, they were clearly fading, more as a result of the huge number of women advancing themselves than as the result of the efforts of radical feminists. Similarly, there had also been genuinely oppressive Jim Crow laws constraining black Americans, but those laws had been almost entirely knocked down in the 1950s and the 1960s. America of the 1980s was not a perfectly gender-blind or color-blind society, but on the right track. True sexism and racism were well on the decline. But along with the real progress, there came a class of professional, progressive activists. Their more courageous predecessors having all but won the war, this new generation of reformers established permanent institutions in academia to refight it, to restage it. Never mind the notable lack of sexist or racist stalwarts in authority to oppose. If an activist runs out of enemies, it's no great challenge to reinvent them. An institution of reform has the same core priority as any other institution. And that priority is to survive and grow. Institutions provide good jobs for the people who make the decisions, promote the cause, and shuffle the paper. There's been many times when I suspected that if a scientist arrived in the lobby of the American Cancer Society with a cure for all forms of cancer, the managing director's first impulse would be to jump for joy, but a moment's reflection would reveal the need to take the wretched troublemaker to the basement and beat him to death. Can't have an American Cancer Society without cancer. And what is an activist without a cause? Now, not wanting to be called either racist or sexist, that's the postmodernist equivalent to being accused of being a witch, university administrations are not inclined to hold their new activist programs to any sort of a standard. So whatever inflammatory theories that emerge from them, while they might provoke a cringe, they had to also be accompanied with a nod of approval. The phrases moral courage and university administration rarely come together in a single sentence. One of the early products of this new activism was feminist Susan Brown Miller's concept of a culture of rape. In Brownmiller's view, rape is not primarily a crime of unrestrained sexual impulse, but is instead an assertion of power. It is not the personal violation of one individual by another, but it is instead a political act, an expression of all men's collective desire to oppress all women. That's sort of annoying. That annoys me a great deal today. It won't annoy me today. To begin with, I had never been invited to the secret meetings in which all the planet's men had voted to embark on such a brutish plan. And more to the point, it was simply counter to the obvious facts. Real rapists are morally deficient, either for uniquely individual reasons or because they're members of some nameable degenerate or barbaric culture. The barbaric culture that is currently overrunning Europe comes to mind. Does any sane person really think that what is going through a rapist's mind is, I feel an overwhelming urge to assert collective male dominance over women? I don't like being lumped into that collective. No man does. Now, we can look at all the stuff they put together, the blueprints and everything. Brown Miller in 1975 published a book. And you can look at it and, you know, maybe you could look at, try to figure out, was this Brown Miller or Alinsky that put this together? Made the blueprint. Whoever made it is a matter of academic interest. But the pattern was set. Academia has become a special place in society as one of very few institutions expected to define and promulgate truth. The more secular the society becomes, the more academia holds that power alone. And that's why the decline in standards of evidence within any branch of academia is so damaging. Most of the stuff that you hear going on, like in Missouri, somebody saw somebody riding by in a car and said it was the KKK. Somebody saw some things hanging out of trees in some college, and they said they were representations of nooses, but they were just there to hold lamps in the trees. The feces smeared on the wall somewhere, that turned out to be just out-and-out false. So we're not dealing with hard science now. We're dealing with a manifestation of a cause. The problem here is that all of these kids that need their nose wiped for them, that are out there right now at college doing everything but learning, probably we'll never have to figure out what a world like them would be, them running it would be. I don't ever have to worry about that. Only because it will either collapse or change before they manage to ascend to the throne. In times of real scarcity, the people who put up the front money for university educations will figure out that investing money merely to produce unproductive narcissists is not only unprofitable, but it's redundant work, especially when they don't want to pay it back. None of these narcissists out there right now want to pay it back. Even the worst middle school in the poorest inner city ghetto can make losers out of any human raw material provided, bad or good. So contemporary culture probably produces losers without any educational assistance at all. Even now, the actual demand for educationally induced political activism is minuscule. We've already had one elite school produce one narcissist who's another loser. We know what it's like for him to run the world because he's currently sitting in the White House. And he's nearly brought us to our knees. If you have a child in college, I don't have any children that are college age, thank God. And because if I did and they were in school, I would have to go see them. I would have to go sit down with them, and I would have to be looking around. And if I saw a bunch of students marching around, and if I saw a bunch of professors leading them and saying, bring the muscle, I would have to go get some of my friends, and we would have to go back to that school and say, we have brought the muscle. What would you care to do, professor? Because they're living in a world that doesn't exist. But this has been something that has been, you know, this was happening when I was a young man. This was happening when we were all younger. When I was college age, it all began then. It began in the 80s. And in the 70s and the 80s, it began to morph. So, bear that in mind. I'm just looking at this from the outside in as somebody that I thought they went to school to learn something, and they're out there pursuing stuff that doesn't exist. They're yelling at clouds. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Now, one of the things that nobody's talking about as far as this email revelation is coming up with a special access program information that got out there is how damaging that was. What kind of information is special access information? Now, Bill Hemmer from Fox got out there, and he was interviewing a guy named Charles Faddis, who's a former CIA officer. And he was giving some very succinct, devastating responses to this. had Andrew Napolitano was there, of course, concluding that it's hard to believe the FBI will not recommend indictment for Mrs. Clinton. And that's because of the mishandling of classified information and the material. Then there's the law to consider, the burden of proof, and the facts already made public all cut against her. Her apparent crime is the negligent treatment, the failure to protect national security secrets. The government does not have to show that she intended to treat them negligently. They do not have to show harm. It only has to show negligent treatment. And that's pretty much proven. Former CIA Director Deborah Petraeus was prosecuted for improperly divulging similarly classified top-level intelligence to his mistress under the same legal standard, which both he and Ms. Clinton acknowledged in signed declarations. And Petraeus' mistress had clearance, but she was not in a need-to-know loop. Now, whether Napolitano's prediction comes to fruition remains to be seen, and it may depend on whether the Obama Justice Department chooses to act on the evidence and recommendations presented by federal investigators. If either way, though, there's a couple of damning things that are going to come out of this. First of all, this negligence is proven. This stuff existed on a hacked email server, and some of this was special access program information. That is proven. Additionally, if they indict Hillary Clinton, well, I would think that damages her presidential aspirations. If Obama gets out and pardons her, sort of a la the way Ford pardoned Nixon, then I would say once again she is damaged because you don't pardon somebody that hasn't committed a crime. Now, the ex-CIA official said there is zero ambiguity, none, about the impropriety of SAP-level intelligence being housed on an unsecure private email server. Faddis added that the very existence of that information on her server means that highly classified information must have been moved off a completely separate channel under a process that is specifically forbidden. If you had done this while working at the CIA, Hemmer asked, what would have happened to you? Faddis' response, my career is over, I lose my clearance, I lose my job, then I go to prison, probably for a very long time. He explained that the consequences are enormous when information at this level of secrecy is made vulnerable to foreign penetration. The reason this stuff is on this channel is because it's going to do incredible damage to U.S. national security if it gets out in the open. That's why we protect it this way. Now, particularly damning is this part. Faddis said that somewhere along the way, people have died because of this information getting out there. People have died. There have been probably operations that have been thousands of man hours that have been lost and cannot be reconstituted. There have been people that have been killed because of this or have died because of it or left, been left out in the, you know, hanging in the wind. And Faddis did not hesitate. He says, absolutely, without question, this has happened. Even NBC has had a report about the level of secrecy involved in taking aim at the Clinton campaign's pitiful charge that the inspector general is concluding with Republicans to damage Hillary. That in and of itself is absurd, and it's implausible. Because this conspiracy would mean they had to have the FBI involved in it and the U.S. intelligence community and some of the media to come in and all collude with these two senators to get Hillary Clinton. All once again brought about by one U.S. Representative, Kevin McCarthy. Now, McCullough is a man of impeccable credentials. They're trying to smear him. And, of course, Dianne Feinstein, no less than Dianne Feinstein, has said he has a long experience conducting investigations both as IG and an FBI agent. He is an attorney and is well familiar with the intelligence community. Other Democrats agreed. So this is a guy that does not come in without a pedigree. So Would he be a likely right-wing conspiracy participant? Only in the fevered egos of a campaign that is so desperate to remain pertinent that is falling behind now, I think, by 27 points to Bernie Sanders, the old grizzled septuagenarian socialist that's out there right now taking it over. Morning Joe isn't impressed with the Hillary buck-passing conspiratorial nonsense either. So we'll see where this goes. There is no doubt about this, okay? She has broken the law. She has committed negligence of handling this material. I don't think that she got out there and sold secrets. I don't think that she got out there and did anything malicious with it. The fact is she put it somewhere where it didn't need to be. She had mechanisms set up, allowed to her, that would have been completely secure and above board, that she could have had all of this information on there if she wanted to, and she disdained that to have her own private email server, despite the fact that the State Department asked her to take this. Parts of Hillary's staff would not have that, because Hillary is smarter than anybody else out there. The only one smarter than Hillary is Barack Obama, who thinks he's smarter than everybody. Ask Robert Gates about that. He'll tell you. But she is a felon now. She hasn't been convicted, okay, but she has committed felonies here. And any troop, any soldier that goes through the security clearance process will tell you that once you get this clearance, you guard it with your life. And because these clearances can translate into something lucrative when you get out into the civilian world if you want to use it that way. Having that kind of access is not something most people, you know, have. And it just gets away with it. So we'll watch and see how this goes. I don't see how the Obama administration doesn't indict her. I think if they want to pardon her, they're going to have to indict her first anyway. But that would be that. If America, if Hillary Clinton gets votes after that, I would expect that she will, because there'll be some people out there that say, you know, there's just no way that she did anything wrong. She knew what she was doing. It was okay because Hillary did it. So we'll see. We'll see. And we'll be back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part, well, by second call defense, shall we? See if it'll play.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Now then. Now. This is coming from the LA Times. The other day I did a piece by this guy, George Skelton. Now he's got this new piece out called Why Hillary Clinton and the LA County Supervisors Are Wrong on Gun Control. Last line of that is, even the NRA isn't always wrong. That's like mammoth coming from this guy. Now he writes, and he, by his own admission, the contact reporter loves him some gun control. He writes, there aren't many gun control proposals I don't like, as any regular reader knows. Universal, substantive background checks for guns and ammunition, yes. Banned possession of ammo magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, certainly. But government should be fair and buy back the magazines. A November ballot measure sponsored by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom would outlaw those high-capacity devices used in so many mass shootings but offer no buyback. However, repealing lawsuit immunity and requiring insurance, despite his obvious enthusiasm, for, urinating all over the Second Amendment from great height, as I might answer, I might add to this. Mr. Skelton reckons that Hillary Clinton's call to repeal the Firearm Owners Protection Act is a bridge too far, as is the L.A. County Supervisor's plan to force gun owners to buy insurance. He writes, one would amount to a full employment act for lawyers. The other would merely be a market builder for insurers. We should be trying to stop the carnage before they are dead bodies. There are dead bodies all over the floor, not just mopping up afterward. Shootings aren't headed off by encouraging lawsuits and allowing insurance payouts after the fact. That said, there is merit in making it easier to sue the few rogue gun dealers who carelessly, maybe even willingly, sell to the suspected bad guys. Too many of those suits are dismissed, but going after the manufacturer seems pointless. Now, here's a question. If Mr. Skelton thinks these measures are ineffective, why does he support other measures which are even more draconian and equally ineffective? Because it's guns. That's the answer to it. The longest journey starts with a single step. You know, they say that all the time. His final admission that the NRA's call to enforce existing gun law is a good idea puts him on the road to the salvation of California's natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. Now, he might not get there with you, but he has seen the promised land. And that's interesting in and of itself. But, I got to tell you, all of my life, I have been fascinated with California. I was 5 years old when the monkeys started, when they came on the air, and I watched the monkeys all the time, and I figured, you know, they told me that this was in California. And I was like, wow, California. And then, of course, then there's the Beverly Hillbillies that come about, and that's happening in this magical land of California. All of these things are happening in California is represented on the magical box, right? And for, you know, for a kid with imagination and everything else, I was looking at that thinking, wow, this is something else. And alas. Now, in the 60s as well, part of this draconian gun law that is just really morphed into something else altogether in California, it all began with Ronald Reagan. Because the last time, and I said this earlier this week, the last time anybody in America, the most recent time, is that, well, since the Battle of Athens, anyway. That was in the 40s. In the 60s, the Black Panthers, in a show of protest, went to the California General Assembly in the chambers carrying unloaded guns, which apparently scared the living hell out of them. And they soon banned the carry of unloaded guns, which was legal at the time. And that was led and pushed by Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was a proponent of the Brady Law. He was a proponent of that as well. So getting out there and seeing what they are today, I mean, this has been coming for a long time. I mean, what, 50-some-odd years now? 40, 45, 50 years. So looking at them today, I'm not surprised they are where they are. I just wonder how much more they think they can do, because being a gun owner in California right now, if you manage to be one, they've got so many different ways to keep you from continuing that. You can get out there, and the only way to make sure you keep your guns is, one, not let anybody know you have them, and two, don't know anybody, period, because they've got this new minority report law in place, the gun violence restraining law, where if somebody gets out there and you say, you know, I watched, let's think of an L.A. sports franchise. I can't stand those Lakers. They can't win anything. I'm thinking about blowing up the L.A. Coliseum. You know, some drunk guy being a sports fan. Somebody hears that and they're like, well, I think he's sort of violent. I think he's a gun owner. And then in California, they have mechanisms in place today where they can swoop right in and serve you with a gun violence restraining order and take away your guns and then give you your appointment to go see a judge. Not the other way around, where they serve you with a subpoena to see a judge, where they're going to look at you and say, we think you should have a gun ownership prohibition placed upon you. No, that starts first, and then you go see the judge and you try to prove your case. So you are rendered guilty without ever the first piece of due process headed your way, and then you move on. Then things go on. So, it's interesting that a gun grabber in the form of this guy Skelton, who loves gun control, he would love to see them all picked up. It's interesting that he's looking at something saying, wow, this is really bad. Because this will open the gates on all consumer goods. If they're able to do this with guns, this opens the gates on all consumer goods. Then if somebody gets out there and has a wreck because they got drunk, they can sue the car maker. Yeah. Because the guns, suing the gun makers, you only sue... Here's the Glock again. Now, if I pull the trigger on this gun and it explodes, I'm suing Glock because that's not the way this thing's supposed to act. But if I pull the trigger on it and it shoots, that's the way it's supposed to act. If I shoot a bad guy with it and they decide to sue me and the gun maker, well, the gun maker is going to make out like a bandit because it's just going to show once again that his gun works really well. And since I'm with second call defense, I'll be laughing the whole time. So, you know, there you go. But it's also interesting that he thinks you should have to buy back merchandise. I wonder if this guy is just has been in California for so long he knows no other way of life. And he's looking at some of the stuff and he's seeing some flaws here and there. And maybe these little shards of light are beginning to punch their way into his consciousness and everything. I wonder if that's possible. It sounds like it. We'll find out. When we get back, Fast and Furious has come back to life. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio on a Thursday night. This is Lock and Load. Last time on the firing line. That was perfect, by the way. That was perfect. That's the way I like it. Yes, sir. That little ditty going out there. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Fast and Furious has come back alive because the Obama administration has been told now by a judge, federal judge, that he appointed that you can't hide behind executive privilege. Now, there's a couple of problems with this. They've given him until February the 2nd, first of all, to turn all this documentation to them, so we can expect to see them appeal this. This would still be going on if Brian Terry and Jaime Zapata had not been killed and it had not been highlighted that this was how they died. You realize that, right? This would still be going on. For all of this talk about all of this massive gun running and the iron train that goes down there and all this other stuff, most of the time, whenever you see any really serious gun trafficking going on, I mean big numbers in the thousands, it's not happening. it's not happening on any level based out of a gun store. You know, they keep talking about the rogue gun dealer and the this and the that. But, you know, you got to remember the most transparent administration in history initially lied about the program to Congress. So, Team Obama then set about to stonewall investigations into who was responsible by withholding documentation. Eric Holder, Attorney General, earned a contempt of Congress rap. And as soon as that happened, they claimed executive privilege. The media was completely compliant with this. They saw no smoke, so there must have been no fire. And that seemed to work, and the bloody scandal has been dormant for years despite the lack of answers or accountability. But this week, we saw new life come out of this with these two revelations. One, the El Chapo gun, the one of 34 50 caliber rifles we know about that walked on Fast and Furious. When they're talking about the one that could take down a helicopter, well, here's the thing about the 50 caliber rifle, okay? A lot of guns can bring down, can stop a car. A lot of guns can stop a car. It doesn't take that much to stop a car. 308 definitely can do it. There's a whole plethora of calibers that they've worked in, like the 50 Beowulf, which is another 50 caliber, but it's not the same kind of 50 caliber that the Barrett fires. You know, 6.5 Creedmoor, I don't know how strong that is, but I don't think shooting a car with that is going to make it run any better. So there's a lot of things to take out a car, and there's a lot of ways to take out a helicopter. Helicopters are not the big bogeyman that everybody makes them out to be. So this part where they're out there saying, you take down a helicopter, this is just the wide-eyed incredulity of the mainstream media, who doesn't get out of New York very often. Why, this rifle, this Barrett, was 4 feet long. When that was found, of course, that breathed a little life into it, and then Judge Amy Berman Jackson tossed out the executive privilege claim, and now it's breathing on its own again. She noted that the 2012 Inspector General report was based on many of these same documents, so there's no credible reason to keep internal emails and memos and other documents from congressional investigators. It was always dubious, that executive privilege claim. In order for Obama to invoke executive privilege, he has to have knowledge about what it is about. So it's dubious and damning. It's meant to protect the president's ability to have an open dialogue with his staff, not an excuse to sweep any potentially embarrassing amount of documentation under the rug. But it's going to be, you know, they have till Groundhog Day to turn it over. And if it's, you know, if you want to take it like a classic movie, the administration will likely repeat its foot-dragging efforts in, you know, to run out of the clock. Everybody wants to be out of office before anyone really knows what happened and why. If there's any justice on this planet, then Brian Terry's family will get their pound of flesh out of this. Jaime Zapata's family will get their pound of flesh out of this. They were probably in a position where they could have been killed anyway. When you're dealing with that kind of people, the fact that it was this gun versus that gun is sort of irrelevant when they're murdered. But that gun would not have been there had it not been for the ATF and their decision to try to regulate guns on the border. Because of this skewed idea that 90% of all guns found in Mexico come from the United States. No, 90% of the guns that the Mexicans send to be traced come from the United States. It's actually about, what did I say it was the other day? I think about 8% or maybe 12%. I don't know. So anyway, these guys, they're just never giving up. Democrats have put a bill out there to try to set legal framework to sue the gun industry out of existence. This is another one of these things about the protection for the, you know, commerce and guns. And this is being pushed, of course, by the Dems. Equal Access to Justice for Victims on Gun Violence Act would roll back long-standing protections, enjoyed by the gun industry that shields it from any lawsuits. It would make firearms manufacturers and dealers liable for harm caused by the weapons they sell. The legislation is being circulated on Capitol Hill and could be released later this month, though it is not likely to pass in the Republican-controlled Congress. However, that's not why they put it out there. They knew this. Adam Schiff, representative from California, said Congress passed a unique form of immunity for only one industry, and that is the gun industry. If you're a car maker and your airbags kill someone, you're potentially liable. If you're a pharmaceutical company and sell faulty drugs, you could be held liable. If you're a liquor store and you sell alcohol to minors, you can be held liable. Why should it be any different for gun manufacturers? Because the guns work, you idiot. They work. They do exactly what they're meant to do. That's it. If you're looking to try to install some form of moral compass into a gun, good luck. Because that's not going to happen. A gun is capable of the same moral compasses as this pen I'm holding in my hand, or this patch I'm holding in my hand, or anything I can pick up, this paperweight with a tiger on it that I'm holding in my hand. There's no moral compass available for them. They're not thinking things. They don't have emotion. They don't have free thought. 2005 law protects the gun manufacturing industry from ridiculous lawsuits. Most of the gun manufacturers don't even know who their guns are going to anyway. You know, Remington Arms does not make firearms that go straight out to an end user. They go to a distributor who then has a network of retailers that they sell to. There's quite a few layers before the gun ends up on the shelf somewhere out there. So, you know, this law would have no effect at all on the people breaking the law. It would have a lot of effect on the people not breaking the law. Hillary Clinton said, so far as I know, the gun industry and gun sellers are the only business in America that is totally free of liability for their behavior. Nobody else is given that immunity. That just illustrates the extremism that has taken over this debate. You got other things to worry about, lady. You're getting beat by Bernie Sanders. You had best shut up about some stuff you don't really understand and maybe concentrate on your legal defense, because you might be wearing some overalls very shortly. And your steps might be shortened because you got some ankle cuffs on. You know, if the airbag kills somebody, that's a defective airbag. If the gun blows your hand off, well, yeah, you can sue the gun maker for that. They're not immune from that. Guns function. Guns function. Now, the beauty of this, silver lining to this, is that this bill is dead in the water from the get-go. But they'll be back. They will be back, and this is why we have to start pushing these yahoos to get them. And hey, guys, if you guys want to stay in power, you need to do some things to keep this stuff from showing up over and over and over again. Change the rules. They'll change them on you first chance they get. Change them. Take them. Do it again in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.